prepare for a true revolution.
Actually, you can prove God exists.
Questioning tradition, because what you've been taught isn't always true.
The truth will set you free.
That's right. The truth will set you free. Truth Revolution.
Truth Revolution.
Good morning.
Welcome to April Fool's Day.
It is April Fool's Day. April 1st.
You were going to play an April Fool's joke, and I just said, well, yeah, welcome to April Fool's Day.
The April Fool is on the air with me.
I'm an idiot.
But we, let's get back to the show a little bit. Discombobulation time. You know, we contend that that you can have faith and reason at the same time. You don't have to get rid of one to have the other.
That's right. Faith and reason, they go together really well.
And today we're talking about, did Jesus actually claim to be God?
Because most religions teach that Jesus wasn't God. And, right. And so we want to know, I mean, we know Christianity says he was God, but what did Jesus say? I mean, the Hindus say that Jesus was a Sadguru or a true teacher.
Well, that he was.
Or a reincarnated prophet. Gandhi said, considered Jesus, he considered Jesus an inspiration for his nonviolent resistance. He said, I like your Christ. I do not like your Christians, for your Christians are so unlike your Christ.
And sadly, I mean, that's the case.
Yeah, that is a
lot of times.
A lot of cases. Mm-hmm. But, you know, really, they consider Jesus a prophet or a very, very good teacher, but they didn't consider him God. Now, Buddhism said Jesus was an enlightened one. Islam says Jesus was an important prophet.
Mm-hmm.
The general public, you know, they just kind of say Jesus was a good man.
Right. I've actually had a lot of conversations with people that say, well, Jesus was a good man. And it confounds me a little bit, because if Jesus was a good man and he was not God, then he's not a good man, because did he not say that he is God?
Yeah, he claimed to be God. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're going to talk about today, because we want to know, did he really claim to be God? And because this is the fundamental difference between Christianity's beliefs about Jesus and everyone else's.
Right.
You know, and we don't want to believe anything just because someone told us to.
Nope.
We want to know, okay, look, did Jesus himself say he was God? Because if he didn't, we're just kind of fooling ourselves.
Yeah,
here.
We're just going through the motions.
And so Christianity, you know, we kind of got to prove this. The point is on us to be able to prove this. Now, the important thing here to note is that someone will look at the Bible and they'll say, well, you guys, Jesus didn't claim to be God. And I'll tell you why, because you just look through the Bible and nowhere in there is a quote where Jesus says, I am God. There's not even one passage where in the whole of Scripture where Jesus just puts it plainly like that. And so people will challenge and they'll say, look, Jesus wasn't God. Jesus didn't even claim to be God. So when you say he was, you're going against what Jesus said.
Right. And for somebody who hasn't really studied or taken the time to find things out for themselves, that could be kind of a scary situation.
Right. And so what we have to understand is, Did Jesus claim to be God? Not in a way that we would understand, not in a way that would, you know, be clear to us, but did Jesus claim to be God in a way that would be clear to the people who were alive then?
Right.
Did Jesus do it in a way that made sense to his geographical region, not to North America, United States?
Right, because that was his audience.
Right. Did Jesus claim to be God in a way that everybody in the year, you know, 30 AD would go, this guy's claiming to be God. Mm-hmm. Not in the way that people in 2012 would know he was claiming to be God.
Well, he certainly did make some people mad with some of the things that he said.
Well, yeah, and you know, that's kind of what we're going to talk about. Mm-hmm. I mean, Matthew 28, it says, this is talking about his disciples. It says, when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. Now, this is really important, because Jesus openly accepts worship. All right, it's not like they worshiped him and he goes, whoa, 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 guys, I'm just here to point you to God. Stop worshiping me.
Right. If he's just a good teacher, then he's not going to accept that worship.
Right.
If somebody falls down at his feet, he's going to physically reach down there and pick him up and say, whoa.
Yeah, he's going
to say,
don't do that. Me. It's like people would fall down in front of angels all the time.
I was just about to mention that.
Yeah. And they would, you know, they'd go to worship the angel, and the angel would be like, no, stop. I'm just a servant of God.
Mm-hmm.
But when people would bow down to worship Jesus, he'd be like,
Yep.
Now, he didn't say it like, but he allowed them to do it.
Right.
Which, if he, like you said, if he was a good teacher and he wasn't God, he wouldn't have done that.
Mm-hmm.
So he was either not a good teacher, or he really was God, you
right.
know? So that's his response to people. But he also claimed, listen to this. This is John 10, okay? This is in the Bible. Jesus says, I and the Father are one.
Hmm.
I mean, he God is considered the Father in their day and age. Right. And he says, I and the Father are one. I mean, this is like... This is the blasphemy, because look right. at what the people response of the people is. It says, Jesus says, I and the Father are one. And again, the Bible says, the Jews picked up stones to stone him. But Jesus said, I have shown you many great miracles from the Father. Which of these do you stone me? Now listen, they say, we're not stoning you for any of these miracles, but for blasphemy, because you, a mere man, claim to be God.
And if that was not the case, they would not have made such a big deal about it.
No, and see, they knew right there, plain mm-hmm. and simple, hey, this dude's claiming to be God, so we have to stone him to death.
Right. And that was the punishment for that back then.
Right. And so, and remember, we got to remember, the question isn't, did Jesus claim to be God in a way that would make sense in 2012, because right. he didn't live in 2012. He lived in, you know, 4 BC to 33 AD or something right. like that. So
old school.
He was old school. And did he claim to be God in an old school way?
Right.
And so, and the answer is, yeah, he did. I mean, right there, he said, I and the Father are one. Everybody tried to kill him for it. Also, his attributes. All right, when in Matthew chapter 9 in the Bible, Jesus stepped into the boat, and he crossed over into a certain town. Men brought him a paralytic lying on a mat. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralyzed guy, he said, take heart, son, your sins are forgiven.
Mm.
Now, what's interesting here is he didn't say, you know what? I think people should forgive you for what right. you've done wrong. He just says, hey, me, I have authority to forgive you. And verse 3 says, at this, some of the teachers of the law said to themselves, this fellow's blaspheming.
Right.
In other words, they knew that only God could forgive sins,
right.
and Jesus was claiming to do what God did. And knowing their thoughts, Jesus said, quote, why do you entertain evil thoughts in your hearts? Which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven? In other words, which is easier to do, say that you're God? Or is it easier to say, get up and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority to forgive sins, he says to the paralytic, get up and take your mat and go home. And the guy's all of a sudden healed.
Uh-huh.
In other words, Jesus is like, okay, guys, I know that anyone could claim to be God, but that y'all know I got the real power.
Mm-hmm.
Boom! Yeah, he heals the guy.
Uh-huh. He didn't just stop at the claim.
No.
He actually went on to prove it.
Right, and that's the biggest deal of all. Right. I mean, he definitely claimed to be God, but he had the power to back it up. It's not like these crazy guys you got running around. You're some dude in Florida claiming to be God. He's like, I'm Jesus reincarnated.
Yeah, and Jesus maybe.
Yeah, something like that, uh-huh. actually. And, you know, he's got like followers and people who believe.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what, man? Anybody can claim to be God. Any crazy person claims to be God. But only Jesus had the power to back all that up.
Right.
Also, look at the names Jesus gives himself. In Psalm 23, it says, the Lord is my shepherd. And you know how Jeff?
Uh-oh.
That's me. Do you know how Jesus referred to himself?
Huh.
He said, I am the good mm-hmm. shepherd. So we have him there using the same name that was given to God for himself. He refers to himself as the Son of Man. And in the book of Daniel, there was prophecies where it talked about the Son of Man coming from God with authority, when it's an everlasting dominion and a kingdom that will not pass away. I mean, that's clearly God. And Jesus says, yeah, that's me. That's me.
Right.
He calls himself the Son of God. And in John 5, it says, for this reason, the Jews tried all the harder to kill him, because he claimed to be the Son of God. Not only was he breaking the Sabbath, but he was even calling God his own Father, making himself, dun-dun-dun-dun, equal with God.
Right.
Now, dun-dun-dun-dun, that's not actually in the Bible. I inserted that in there.
If the Bible had a soundtrack, it might have been there.
Dun-dun-dun-dun. And also, here's like the most explicit one, okay? Jesus uses the very same name, the actual name for God, for himself. In Exodus 3, Moses was talking to God, and he mm-hmm. says, suppose I go to the Israelites and say, well, and people say, well, what's God's name? If God talked to you, what's his name? And God said to Moses, I am who I am. This is what you say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you. And Jesus, in John 8, was talking to people, and he said, your father Abraham rejoiced at the thought of seeing my day, and he saw it and he has seen it, and he's glad. And people are like, wait, you're not even 50 years old. How have you seen Abraham?
Right.
And he says, I tell you the truth. Before Abraham was born, I am. At this, they picked up stones to stone him, right? Because they knew, you just called yourself I am.
Yeah, these aren't just two little words that he stuck together that were flippant and meaningless.
No.
They carried a lot of weight.
And then
that culture.
And you know, I mean, like there's this Hebrew name for God, Yahweh, that a lot of people know nowadays, Yahweh. It'd be like if someone said to you, so, pastor, what's your real name? And I'd be like, my real name is Yahweh.
Yeah.
They'd be like, no, that's not. Sorry. You're not God.
Right.
But Jesus said, my real name, it's I am. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, Hank Hanegraaff, who is a Christian scholar, he has said, this is C.S. Lewis. He said, you can shut Jesus up for a fool. You can spit at him as a demon. You can kill him. Or you can fall at his feet and call him Lord and God. You can't, however, deny that Jesus claimed to be God. He has not left that option open to us.
Right.
You know, he just hasn't. He claimed it. And so who are you going to believe, Jesus or the critics? I mean, because Jesus claimed to be God. His critics didn't think he was God. So I just want people to choose wisely, because your destiny actually depends on this.
Yes. And it's an eternal destiny. And, you know, you don't want to mess that up.
That's absolutely right.
So we got a break here in a couple minutes. But first, I want to slide right into a Bible contradiction.
Bible contradiction.
Bible contradiction today. Is Christ blessed or is he cursed? Okay. If you read Galatians 3:13 and compare it to Psalm 72:17 and Revelation 5:12, they kind of had odds with each other. Okay. At least some people claim.
Okay.
Galatians 3:13 says, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who is hung on a pole.
Okay, so Jesus was a curse for us.
Psalm 72:17 says, may his name endure forever. May it continue as long as the sun. Then all nations will be blessed through him, and they will call him blessed.
Okay, so he's blessed.
And then Revelation 5:12 says, worthy is the Lamb who is slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise.
All right, so he was honored and worshipped. So which is it, cursed or honored? The answer, this isn't a contradiction. This is just both. I mean, it seems like a contradiction to say he's both blessed and cursed, but, you know, I've got a son, and I'm serious about, you know, an hour ago, I was watching him, and he was crying and misbehaving. And if someone would have said to me, are you angry at him? I would have been like, yes. I said, do you love him? Yes. We know you can be both angry and loving at the same time.
And that is a blessing and a curse.
Yeah, absolutely. And so Jesus was cursed by God because he had to die for other people.
Right.
Because God abandoned him in one moment, in a sense. He punished Jesus. And so he was cursed in that way. But he was blessed because of what he did for us. He was blessed because he is now worthy of worship because of what he's done. He was blessed because of all the accolades people are going to give him. So it's simply both. It's not one or the other.
Okay.
You know, it's really easy to like take things like this and say, okay, look, I see like a slight little error here in the Bible. You know, it looks like, you know, it says one thing, but it's really the other. Which one is it? You know, it's so simple. If you just read and just think about it for a little while, most of the time you can come to the conclusion of what's real. And the answer is both.
Right.
Jesus was cursed and blessed at the same time. And that's the answer for our Bible contradiction today.
Bible contradiction.
I set them up, you knock them down.
All right, so let's study a little deeper here. Did Jesus claim to be God? And John 14, Jesus says, I want to get in deeper on this one, okay? Jesus says, no one comes to the Father except through me.
Sounds like a pretty deep claim to me.
Yeah, Jesus said that. Now, hey, by the way, Revolution Church is this morning. So if anyone out there is listening who's interested in Revolution or interested in church, we'd love to invite you. Why don't you just come on out this morning? If you need to find the address and stuff, go to salinarevolution.com.
Right.
That's salinarevolution.com.
Right. Or you can hit us up on our website, truthrevolution.tv.
That's right. You can even ask us some questions at truthrevolution.tv. So truthrevolution.tv. www.salinaRevolution.tv or SalinaRevolution.com. And we start church at 10:15 a.m. You don't have to wear anything special. You could just wear jeans and a t-shirt. It doesn't really matter.
Pretty much what I do.
You can wear shorts, I mean, if the weather permits and all that.
Right.
So, you know, we just, I mean, I'm the preacher, and I wear I wear jeans and a button-up shirt.
Yeah.
Nothing special.
If you've been listening to the show for a while and you haven't gone to Revolution Church yet, this is pretty much how it is.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you know, we answer questions. We talk about deep things a lot of times.
Yeah, that's right.
And so, you know, if you like this, you're definitely going to like that.
Yeah, we laugh.
A rocking band.
We make fun of people.
Mm-hmm. I get made fun of constantly.
He does, from stage. I make fun of Dave. And
I should stop sitting in the front row, really.
It doesn't matter. I'd find you. I would find you. I would seek you out. I have a heat-seeking Dave missile. So anyway, 10:15 a.m. We just have a good time. You know, it's Palm Sunday today, and next week's Easter. So just come on down, check it out, have a good time with us. We don't do anything crazy or weird. No, no dance in the aisles or anything like that. You know,
we worship God.
We sing. We worship God. You know, like maybe 120 people, something like that. Mm-hmm. Just good times. So anyway, back to John 14:6. Jesus said, "No one comes to the Father except through me." Now, study and learn, because opinions are of no concern.
Mm-hmm.
If Jesus really rose from the dead and really did say that no one comes to the Father except through Jesus, what does that mean for the other religions? What it means is we have two options. Either Christianity is wrong and Jesus didn't rise from the dead, which in that case, all the other religions are wrong too, because Jesus was a liar about being the only way to heaven, and he couldn't have been a good teacher or a prophet.
Right.
So option one is every religion is wrong except Christianity. Or no, every religion is wrong including Christianity. Or option two is that Jesus did rise from the dead and did claim to be God, and all other religions are wrong because Jesus was not just a prophet or a good man. He was God. And so logically, philosophically, the only two options are either no religion is right or only Christianity is right.
You got to keep logic out of it, Jeff, don't you?
Hey, we'll be right back after the break. Hit us up, truthrevolution.tv.
Back, Truth Revolution, where faith meets reason, and we want to welcome you guys back to our very last show.
Sorry, guys, we don't have the finances to make it anymore.
Yeah,
but we're gonna go out with a bang.
We are gonna go out with a bang.
Ah!
April Fools!
Totally got you.
Tried to get you at the beginning of the show, but somebody messed it up.
Sorry, I totally screwed it up. He jumped in there before I had a chance to screw
it up. I did, because I got a big mouth and I know how to use it.
We don't, but we really, you know, we do need to make sure we can make this financially. So if any of you would like to donate, you know, we've had some people give already, and we appreciate that.
We do.
You can go to our website, truthrevolution.tv. You can give there, or you can, you know, send something over to Revolution Church. Just make sure it's marked for the radio show.
Right. And, you know, it all goes towards getting the truth out there into people's heads and into people's hearts. We just want to let people know that you don't always have to believe what you've been taught.
That's right. And, you know, none of this money is going to our pockets right now.
This is
all going into the show just to put it on air and to make sure it happens. So
we are talking today about whether or not
Jesus...
Did Jesus say he was God?
Did he say he was God? And the answer is, so far we found out that he did. I mean, he received worship. He called himself I Am, which was God's name. He forgave people's sins, and then they did miracles to prove that he had the authority to do that.
Right.
All sorts of stuff like that he did. And people knew that he was claiming to be God, so they tried to kill him.
Mm-hmm. On several occasions.
Yeah, and so, you know, now, and then we kind of realized, wow, the fact that Jesus claimed to be God kind of means that Christianity is the only religion that could be right, because all these other religions claim that Jesus was some good teacher, but you know, or a prophet. But a prophet or a good teacher wouldn't claim to be God.
Right.
So they're wrong, because either Jesus was right, he really was God, or he wasn't right. He was lying.
A terrible person.
Right. In either case, all the other religions would be wrong, because either he was God and they said, no, he's only a teacher, or he was a liar and they said he's a good teacher.
Right.
And so they'd all be wrong. Now, Christianity is the only one that, if he wasn't God, then Christianity would be wrong.
Right.
But if he did claim to be God and he was God, then we would be right.
Right.
And so from a logical perspective, we have to know, did Jesus claim to be God? I want to get into the deeper meaning of John 14.
Okay.
I want to read this. Jesus is talking. He says, "You know the way to the place where I'm going." Thomas says to him, "Lord, we don't know where you're going. So how can we know the way? I can just hear Thomas.
Poor Thomas.
He's like, what are you talking about? And Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him, and you have seen him. All right. I love this. Verse 5, Thomas says, how can we know the way? This is a beautiful question.
Poor Thomas gets a bad rap, but he's just trying to make sure.
He's just trying to make sense out of this. I mean, Jesus goes, hey, guys, by the way, you know where I'm going. And he's like, well, no, we don't. What are you talking about, Jesus? So he says, basically, I want to follow you. I want to go to heaven, but how in the world do I get there? What's the way to get there? And Jesus says, oh, I'm the way. I mean, this is a much simpler statement than we tend to make it.
Right.
You know, like, people are all, Jesus is the way. What does it mean to be the way?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's really easy. Thomas says, I don't know the way to heaven. And Jesus says, I'm the way.
Yeah.
He literally means that to get to heaven, you go through him. He's the way there.
And you know, Thomas proves a really good point, that sometimes if you don't ask questions, you're not going to get an answer.
That's right. You know, let me give an analogy. Like, how do I get to Main Street? I'm Main Street. Whoa. What? Or how do I get to Jeff's house? I'm Jeff. You're at my house. Oh.
Wow.
You know, like, and this is what Thomas is saying. How do I get to heaven? Tell me the way. And Jesus is like, hey, I'm the way. You just got to know me.
Right.
Jesus then says, and by the way, I am the truth. What's Jesus claiming here? Well, Psalm 86 says, teach me your way, O Lord, and I will walk in your truth. Give me an undivided heart that I may fear your name. In other words, truth is the essence of God. Truth is what we should desire, and truth is what is accuracy and reality.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Jesus is. Jesus is the embodiment of true reality about God. So truth is the essence of God, and Jesus says, I'm truth. Jesus is the essence of God. I mean, this is a big deal.
Right.
And verse 6, he says, I am the life. Now, spiritual death is what first destroyed mankind.
Right.
All right, Adam and Eve, they sinned, and because of that, we experience spiritual death. And when Jesus says that he is life, he's saying Jesus is the restoration of our spiritually dead souls.
Right, the one to turn it all back around.
That's right. And then he finishes up with a slam dunk. And those statements, I mean, those were big ones that he just made, but Right. Those were like getting past the defenders. He says, I'm the way, and he jumps to the right. I'm the truth, spins around, and the life, oh, he just knocked a defender over with an elbow to the face. And now he's about to slam it home. Verse 6D, he says, no one comes to the Father except through me.
Right.
I mean, how clear cut is that? Are there many ways to God? No.
Nope.
Just one. Jesus.
Right.
Period. End of discussion. I mean.
Yep. Straight down the lane to the basket.
That's right.
No hesitation.
Yeah. And, you know, he probably even got a technical foul. You know, he slam dunked it so hard, broke the rim, got down, was like, what's up? Yep.
Game over.
Like, hey, that was a little extreme. You need to calm down. He says, no, I'm sorry. I'm the only way.
Right.
You can't hold me. You
right.
know? Yeah. So, look, if Jesus rose from the dead, which we can test and prove.
And I've actually done shows to prove that.
Yeah, we've done that on multiple shows. And if that's true, then he is the only way, according to logic and according to Jesus himself. But sheesh, he is not, this is so funny, he's not content to just, you know, juke all the other players on the court and slam dunk the ball.
Uh-huh.
Now he's going to taunt the other team, all right? And he's asking for a replay in slow motion,
uh-huh.
All right? Verse 7, he says, if you really knew me, you would know my Father as well.
Right.
And he goes, from now on, you do know him, and you have seen him. What is Jesus saying here? He says, you think I'm a nice guy? No. I'm the way to heaven. I'm the truth. I'm the life. I'm the only way to the Father. And as a matter of fact, if you've seen me, you've seen God.
Right.
If you look at me, you are looking at God. It's the same thing.
And so basically, he just laid it right out there for everybody to see and
yeah.
to know.
I mean, it's so, so clear that Jesus claimed to be God. There is absolutely no way around it. Jesus claimed to be God if you believe that the Bible accurately recorded what he said.
Mm-hmm.
And we've done shows to show that the Bible probably accurately recorded what
right.
he said.
Right.
I mean, well, if you're listening, you have to go to truthrevolution.tv and check it out to listen to our past shows so you can know what the Bible says. We're getting more of those up, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting more up all the time. But I mean, this is really amazing. Could anyone just claim to be God and get away with it?
Well, no. Well, I mean, not get away with it.
No. Anyone could claim to be God.
Yeah, because, but, I mean, it's happened.
But nobody can back it up.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that's the problem when you claim to be God. You got to be able to back it up.
Right, and he did.
And he did, because he actually rose from the dead.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I could claim to be God. But when I'm dead, pretty much game over.
Right.
You know, like, okay, well, he claimed to be God. He was doing lots of cool stuff. He was a really good teacher. He had an awesome radio show, so we thought he was God. Yeah. Then he died, and, well.
Next.
Next, God. God, is there a God in the house? You know.
Right.
But, you know, Jesus, he died, and everyone thought, oh, dang, it's over.
Right, and then that is the truth. I mean, some of them thought, well, that's it.
Yeah.
You know, and they were scared.
They were scared. But then he rose from the dead.
And they became very bold.
Very bold. You know, and by the way, this isn't just like, hey, you died and rose from the dead and that was it. Like, Jesus also fulfilled prophecy. I mean, tons of prophecy. You know, we've gone over some of these statistics before, but like the odds of twins is 1 in 50.
Uh-huh.
Hey, you're a twin.
I am a twin.
And the odds of quadruplets is 1 in 729,000.
I am not a quadruplet.
The odds of winning the California lottery is 1 in 41 million.
I haven't done that
All
either.
Right, now check this out. I'm going to throw a bunch of things in there. The odds of you winning the state lottery, going home to find out you just had twins, and dying on a bus ride to another state where you won that state lottery also, and then you phone home to see that your wife just had quadruplets, and you go outside to rejoice. You see the world was hit by a seriously damaging meteor from outer space all on the same day.
Uh-huh.
All that stuff happens. That is better than 1 in 10 to the 31st power
right.
odds. Okay, now that is like astronomical. That is not going to happen. You're not going to die in a bus wreck, win two lotteries, see a meteor, have quadruplets. I mean, that's just...
You'd be hard-pressed to pass off that tall tale.
Right. The odds of that happening is 1 in 10 to the 31st power. The odds of anyone fulfilling 48 of the prophecies Jesus did...
And that's just 48.
Just 48. He fulfilled hundreds.
Yes.
1 in 10 to the 157th power.
What now?
Now, if you know math... What?
What now?
Now, if you know math, 31st power versus the 157th power?
Yeah.
Both those numbers are astronomical, but it's not even close. Just to give you an example, the difference between $10 and $1 million is 50.
Okay.
There's a big difference between 10 bucks and $1 million, right?
Right. There is. I mean, but you're only saying 50. It doesn't sound
like
much.
50 is all.
Yeah.
The difference between between doing all those crazy things and fulfilling even some of the prophecies Jesus did, it's 126 zeros.
That's a lot of zeros.
Oh, yeah. I mean, $1 million compared to $10, that's only 50 difference. But there's 126 zeros here. I mean, the difference is astronomical. I tried to show the difference in distances. Like, is it from here to the sun or here to Alpha Centauri? I couldn't do it. The numbers were meaningless. I mean, I couldn't even get across the galaxy so far.
Wow.
And that's only for 48 of over the hundreds of prophecies Jesus fulfilled. You can't measure them all because, like, being born of a virgin is kind of hard to measure.
Right.
So,
how many times has that ever happened?
Yeah.
Once?
1 in 30 billion.
Right.
So, anyway, Jesus claimed to be God.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you come to Revolution Church and you should listen to our show to hear the statistics about Jesus and whether or not the Bible's accurate.
Right.
TruthRevolution.tv. Come to Revolution Church. We start at 10:15 a.m.
That's coming up pretty quick.
This morning. Have a great week. See you at church. Have a truth revolution in your life.